Welcome to the weekly podcast from Foursquare Gospel Church Abaco, a vibrant, growing church in Lagos, Nigeria.
I want you to know that God is really faithful. It's not because of your prayer. That is just His nature. He's a faithful God. As she was just singing, I was thinking, if God is actually looking for people that should hold the mic, we are not qualified to do that. Looking at the background where I'm coming from, looking at the things I've done in time past, and to hold mic and talk to God's people, very impossible. Tell your neighbor, you are not where you desire to be. But you are not where you used to be. There is a progressive movement. Tell your neighbor, it's just a matter of time. You will get there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want to really appreciate our Father in the Lord, because I know even though the intercessor says, we are bringing this person, and Daddy says, not now, they will change their mind. Because he's the arrowhead, and by the grace of God, is the one that God has put over this great tabernacle on the hill. Hallelujah. And we know that Daddy cannot be functioning in this high capacity without Mommy by, you know, his side. Please, can we celebrate grace, grace, grace in the house? Let's celebrate grace in the house. Let's celebrate grace in the house. Hallelujah. And we also thank God for our mommy, all the intercessors, coordinator, and especially our mommy. I was surprised when she called and said, Pastor, you are the one coming. Mommy, we thank God for your life. You know, people have gone through what you went through, and we can't find them again. But you are still standing, and the Lord will keep you to the end. Hallelujah. And everyone that are here, last week was really busy and really, you know, really heavy, but we just thank God for everything. So when my sister was singing, my heart was going through a lot of things. It was really strong. Thank God for Mommy Agbeigbe. She called and really prayed with me. Mommy, you know, I was heavily strong. In one of the dreams, a man came and gave me 50 liter water and said I should drink it. And I was wondering, 50 liter, how will the 50 liter enter? But I drank it, and my size did not increase, but the sickness left me. That's why I'm here today. It was a serious battle within. It was serious. Dio called me and heard my voice. What's the matter? It was serious. But we just thank God. Hallelujah. We thank God that God has, you know, really faithful. And not just that, I also share something great. So the faithfulness of God is heavy. Listen, don't bother about what is happening. Thank God for who led us in prayer. God is working at something. He's working at something, I tell you. You know, I was telling Daddy, 7 women put to bath in the church. That's that church that is small like that. 7 women put to bath. 7. I was asking myself, which prayer do we even pray? 7. And none of them was with oppression. Are you getting it? 5 boys and 2 girls. Mighty God. Great things God is doing. In your midst, great things God is doing. And I tell you to know that God is faithful. Is faith. You must hold that one in your hand, that God is faithful, that whatever you are passing through now is just a space for you to get to where you are going to. It can't put you down. That thing cannot put you down. Like a man of God will say, your background cannot put your back on the ground. You are with God. You will get there. You will get there. It's just a matter of time. You will get there. Praise the Lord. I want to really appreciate everyone that was able to make the service this morning. I want you to know that the topic this morning is a vital one, and the theme is hidden treasure through prayers. Hallelujah. And as I began to trust God, I began to pray that God, this is the topic that we really need to talk about. But something came up in my spirit, which is, what makes an intercessor a hidden treasure? What makes an intercessor a hidden treasure? This is your week. There is something, you know, we have treasure, we also have treasures that are hidden. Do you get what I'm saying now? We have treasures. We have also treasures that are hidden. Like my mom now, she has gold. She has some gold. Now, there are some gold she can just pull from her ears and put on the table. But there are some, she will put them inside one bag, inside one box, and another big iron box with double key to lock them. So I was asking, why are you leaving this one up here and you are locking this one like this? She will not tell you the history, how the one she's locking came to be. So there is a treasure that is hidden. There is always a treasure that you can just find everywhere. So as an intercessor, there are some that are hidden treasure before God. Do you understand what I'm saying now? Let's go to our text. Our text is from the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 45, verse 3. Now, it said, "And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, I am the God of Israel." Hallelujah. So now it talks about some important things in that place. Talks about treasure, talks about hidden. Hidden. There are things that are hidden. Those things are so vital. You remember Elijah? Elijah went to God and said, "I am the only prophet remaining." What was the response of God? "I have seven hidden prophets that have not been revealed." I have seven thousand prophets that are still hidden. I kept them. They are special to me. They have not bowed to Baals. They are there. I kept them. 7,000 said, "I kept them. I kept them." So Elijah thought he was the only one. God said, no. "I have 7,000 that I kept. I kept them. They are still hidden somewhere." Praise the Lord. Now, treasures are very, very, you know, valuable. Treasures are things not found at the surface. They are hidden and kept in very, very secure places. Treasures are not found, you know, just everywhere. They are kept. They are kept in places that are very, very hidden. You keep them in places that are hidden because of the value that is attached to them. Like Reverend Fash was talking to us. See, when he was in Onike, Foursquare. No, Sabo, sorry, Sabo. He said that there are some people say, "We can't come to church." He said, "Why?" He said, "My car worth almost the whole building. I can't bring it to the church, except the church has a park where I can keep it." Are you seeing the value attached to it? He said, "It worth the whole building." He said, "I can't bring it because I can't park it on the road. If anything happened, just to service alone is enough to get another car." So I can't bring it. So you can see that there are treasures. The value attached to it is what moves the heart of a lot of people. So when God calls you a hidden treasure, when God looks at you and says, "You are a treasure that he has hidden," it means he attaches great value. He attaches great value. He attaches great value. Apart from the intercessor, any department you are working, and God attach and say, "You are a hidden treasure," It means the value is heavy. The value is heavy. You know, what God says here is not just words. There are heavy things that is trying to explain to us. Because actually he was talking, you know, he was responding. There's a guy called Jairus there. If you read from verse 1. So he was talking about explanation of some things that he himself is doing and wants to do. Hallelujah. Treasures or treasure is defined as a collection of valuable things such as gold, silver, diamond, things that are heavy. Things that are heavy. I'm not talking about weight now, but I'm talking about value. I'm talking about value. Treasures, I say treasure is defined as a collection of valuable things such as gold, silver, jewelries, so heavy of them. Number two, treasures is defined as highly valued objects. I watched a program. The woman was to move from her castle to another place, and the government of that country asked her to wait, and they brought security to look at the road in the bush everywhere. They were security everywhere. Over hundreds of people everywhere, security, everything was in place to watch. So I was watching the program. Why is this security? Is it because of the woman? No. The necklace she was wearing. Value. Value. Hallelujah. So who, when you say a treasure is a person who is so much loved by God and valued by God. When you say a man is a treasure, is somebody God so loved. Look at what he told David. He said, are you hearing me now? You are a man after my heart. What God is also telling him is that you are also a man that I can follow to anywhere. Praise God. So, as an intercessor, for you to become a hidden treasure, there are ingredients that must make you up. There are ingredients that must make you up. If you look at Luke chapter 12, verse 34, it says, "For wherever your treasure is, there your heart will be." That is telling you how the value that is attached to treasure. The value that is attached to treasure. Luke chapter 12, verse 34. He said, "Wherever your treasure is," he said, "that same place your heart will be." That is why you find that sometimes you see people, they move valuable things out of their house. It's not because there's no security man at the gate, but that man cannot keep it. Some of them, they take it to banks, places where it will be secured. Hallelujah. Now, the things, as an intercessor, you are a treasure in the hands of God. We can't deny that. Every intercessor, when I got born again, thank God for the person who did my follow-up, Reverend Gbenga Monei, he called me, he said, "Look, if you want to be a better and a strong Christian," he said, "join the intercessor." So I joined. And from there, we started praying, and God was able to help. And we understand some dimension when it comes to prayers. So intercessors are treasures when it comes to the hands of God. If you look at Isaiah chapter 62, and you read from 8, you read from 5, 6, 7, 8, and the rest of them, it's talking about a watchman that he has set upon the wall that shall not be silent day nor night. So God does not joke when it comes to intercessor. Even the Spirit of God intercede on our behalf. So all of them put together, they are intercessors. So God does not joke when it comes to intercessory program. God does not joke. So they are treasures. They are treasures. They are treasures before God. But when we talk about the hidden intercessors, there are ingredients that makes them up. Everybody can pray, but there are dimensions of prayers. Dimensions of prayers. So when we talk about the hidden treasure, the hidden intercessors, number one. We are looking at ingredients that makes them up. If we're able to cover it, fine. If not, we are looking at 10 ingredients that makes up the hidden intercessors. Number one, merciful, compassionate, kind-hearted. Some intercessors, they are iron. Nothing moves them. No. That's not the nature of God. You must be compassionate. You must be merciful. And you must be kind-hearted. If you are going to be a hidden intercessor, one of the first ingredients, you must be merciful, compassionate, and kind-hearted. That is the nature of the owner of that ministry, Jesus himself. Number two, what are the ingredients for you to be a hidden treasure as an intercessor or as a person who prays? Number two, there must be dedication. Dedication. It is now we can't see such things again. But listen, there must be dedication. An intercessor, your dedication lies, number one, to Jesus. Number two, to others. And number three, to the task of intercessory ministry. Your dedication lies to those three places. To Christ, to people around, and also to the task of intercession. You must be dedicated. You don't say it with your mouth. It's a deliberate act. You must be dedicated. Dedicated to that work. You must be dedicated to it. Praise God. Number three, reliability. People must rely. The question is, can God rely on you? Can God rely on you? Can God rely on you? It's very, very important. You must check that in your life. That can God rely on you? Look at what he told Abraham. He said, I know Abraham. He will teach his children. He will tell them what to do. God say, I know him. I know him. He will do whatever I have told him to do. He will do whatever I've asked him to do. Reliability. Can you be relied on? Can you be relied on? If pastor will not be in church today, can he know that so person? I know he must be there. In your department, where you are, can people rely on you? Look at what it says. Proverb 25, verse 19. Look at what it says there. It says, confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a broken teeth. A broken teeth and a feet out of joint. You know, when your teeth is having problem, a broken teeth, headache, you cannot settle down. Or your foot dislocates, you cannot. So you say, when you put your hope on somebody who cannot be dependable, you are in trouble. You are in trouble. So as an intercessor, God must be able to depend on you. That this one, I know him. So for you to be a hidden intercessor, God must be able to depend on you 24 hours. He knows that this one, if I say wake up by 12, or we have an appointment by 12 midnight, he will wait me there. Not that you begin to tell God that traffic held you somewhere. You know you are going. You would have left earlier now. You know that road, there's always traffic there. Praise the Lord. I can't hear your voice, so. Number four, integrity. Integrity is the quality to be honest or having strong moral principles. Integrity. Integrity. As an intercessor, you must, something happened one time. Went to pray for, the lady is not in my church. Went to pray for the lady. Not lady now, a woman. She has two boys and one girl. So after the prayers, we're praying. So the pastor left. When the pastor left, we're still praying. So before the pastor came, the lady said, that she wants to tell me something. I said, what is that? She said that for these three children, that only two is the husband's own. And I said, okay. And there's no problem. Okay, that means you have a child before you got married. She said, no. That she and the husband, before you knew it, she got pregnant from another person, but she was still with the husband. And this is, so she told me like that. And I said, okay. So I said, but have you told your pastor? She said, no. I said, I've told him now. I said, because if your husband, say, that man must not even hear himself, But we'll just pray. After we finish praying. But my heart could not carry it. So I now call the pastor. And I say, see. As I feel the pastor say, you mean it? I say, yes. I say, but God will give you wisdom to handle it. To my greatest surprise, the man called council meeting. He called council meeting and present the matter there. When he present the matter there, he now said, what annoyed him was that a guest minister was the one he went to tell. And he made sure my name in that council meeting. Oh boy. My suit became agbada. I was shaking like this because it took me like almost 3 years to reconcile that matter. It took me 3 years. So integrity, as an intercessor, you will hear things. So God will reveal things to you. God will speak things to you. In fact, there are some things God might not tell our daddy in the Lord, but because your heart is like God, you must do this for the church. Do this for God will just open your eyes to see things. But integrity, you must be able to do things properly. Do you understand what I'm saying now? That matter, it landed us in police station. It landed us. So imagine now they now call you, say, Pastor, we are come talk your part. And I came out. I was not talking my part. I was angry. Integrity. That people comes to confide in you and tell you vital matters about their life, and you climb out and using it as prayer points. No. Hidden treasures. If you want to become an hidden, treasure as an intercessor, you must be careful. Integrity. Let your yes be yes. Not that as intercessor you are leading us prayer and members are doing like this. No. Your yes must be yes. If you are going here, let's know that's where you are going. Don't tell us that as I was going, one breeze just told me, say I should go to this side again. Let's know where you are going. Praise the Lord. You must, integrity, very, very important. He said integrity is the quality of being honest and having a strong moral principle. Must do that. Hallelujah. Number 5, discipline. You must be disciplined. The group cannot say less fast and you are saying that's when us are want to jump out. No, if you can't do it completely. You see, sometimes the way we walk with God is very important. You must understand it. God is not a tax master. He knows you. He knows how far you can go. He knows. He's not a tax master. It's not that we tie your leg and say, No. It's not. It does not work like that. He needs your obedience. And he knows how far you can go. So when a group says, let's come together, let's do this. Please try. Try and do your part. try and do your part. It's very, very important. You have to be disciplined with food, disciplined the way you talk. Say, I'm an evangelist, and then cool down. Discipline the way you talk. If you want to be, you know, this kind of hidden treasure, you must be disciplined in several areas. Several areas must be disciplined. Discipline with sleep. I was to minister in a church in Ibadan. I slept in the pastor's house. They wanted to put me in a hotel. I said, no, I want to sleep in your place. Since your wife put to bath, I've not come to greet them. Let me stay with them. So I slept in their house in Ibadan there. At midnight, I woke up as I was praying. Makalaba sheketekete galagadabos libra gadadadadada. The pastor slept from 10 till 7 when I went to knock. When I woke him up, he came and said, Pastor, the church today, I don't even know. I said, you will not know now. You have been sleeping from that time till daybreak. How will you know? Are you understanding now? You must discipline yourself with sleep. Sleep is a thief. The Bible says, why men slept? What happened? Why didn't the Bible say why men was awake? Why men slept? You must discipline. So many areas. Discipline yourself. Even the TV you watch, discipline yourself. The people who acted, that thing you are watching is acted, though, and they are receiving their money. And you are watching. You are to come to church on Sunday morning, and you watch a movie till about 3 a.m. How will you be active the following day? Can't be active now. So discipline. Even with your phone, there are sometimes I will say, from morning till 12 o'clock, I will not pick my phone. Because I want to read maybe 10 verses or 20 verses. You must be disciplined with some things. What if you don't have phone? Won't you leave? Must discipline yourself with some things. If you must be unhidden, because there are some things God will hand over to you. They are very valuable things. But before I put them in your hand, watch you well, with discipline. Number 6, humility. You must be humble. For you to be an hidden treasure, you must be very, very humble. Very humble. Sometimes you can be humble, but the people following you, they might hail you out of proportion. But please, bring them back. Bring them back. Went to a place to minister, and the lady, maybe she has not fell under anointing before. And as we were praying, and she just landed. When she was to give testimony, she said, the God of, I said, come. Just give the testimony that God help you and all of them. Don't go to that area. Listen, intercessors, there are some dimension God is taking you into, because when I was praying, that's what the Lord told me. That is a dimension God is taking intercessors into. But listen, if you share the glory of God with God, be ready, be ready. Because when Pharaoh took his firstborn, Israel, did he close his eyes? He came back to collect their firstborn. So you must not share his glory. No matter how you can perform, and everybody's shouting. As they are shouting in your heart, be telling him, Lord, collect it, it's your own, it's not my own. You must be humble. Very, very humble. Very, very humble. You know, when I was in the Laje church, Mama Oyima did travel, the one who planted the Laje zonal headquarters. She traveled. So I was the assistant pastor then. And, you know, we just pray. And the whole place, everybody, the ones that are falling, the ones that are standing, the whole place. Some Sunday like this, you know, when the cat is not at home, the rat is the owner. So just we pray, and Mama is in London for 3 months. So I was the one pastor in the place. So you know what one of the members told me? He said, Pastor, anytime you lead us like this, I don't know, goose pimples, will full on my body like this. Ah, it's just like, ah, I wish Mama will know. Mama will remain in London. Ah. Are you hearing a story now? When he told me that thing, my brain correct. Listen, I not come for worry for nothing. No. I am born again, but my brain, Bishop Oedipo say, you can't be born again and your brain will be missing. My brain is still there. So when he finished talking to me, and I say, the anointing that we are using here, he say, hey. I say, it's from Mama. Do you understand what I told him? The anointing that you see that is happening here like this, I say it's from Mama. Before she left, she lay hands and said, I bless you. That's what you are seeing here now. After that word, he closed his mouth. The same person, when Mama returned from England, he was the first to go and visit her. So if I have overspeed, he would have told Mama to say, ah, this is your assistant. Not only two eyes, oh, carry searchlight, the full arm. Are you hearing now? So as an intercessor, you must be humble. Does not matter what God has used you to do. Anybody that is available, God will use them to do mighty things. Hallelujah. Number what are we now? Number seven, study. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved. A workman that needed not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Study as an intercessor. Don't read Bible alone. If you want to be a hidden treasure, get books. If I go to camp now, I know my ministry is prayer ministry. Anytime I go, I don't come home less than seven or at least three books. I will buy them from camp and bring them home and study them. Study. As an intercessor. Who is the greatest intercessor today that you know? Get their books. Study it. Read it. Because anybody that studies, you will know that this one I've read. Study. I went to a church. The man was preaching. For almost 30 minutes. Tell your neighbor, hi. Turn around, tell them 5-5. Jump again, tell them 2-2. I say, what are we doing here? No preparation, nothing. It's not ready. You must study as an intercessor. You must study. Get books. If it's okay, I can't read and write, get tapes, you will hear them. Life is easy now. Can download, your children can do that for you. They download it, you listen to them. Study. Make sure you study. Don't just come and begin to tell us one thing. No. Study. Read books. Look at Daniel chapter 9, verse 2. Daniel chapter 9, verse 2. The Bible says, by books, Daniel understood. Daniel chapter 9, verse 2. He said, by books, Daniel understood. In other words, Daniel is a reader. He's a reader. Pastor Taiwo, the one of Fountain of Life, he said, every reader is a leader. Please read. Get books. Not only Bible. Bible will guide you. Get books. The experience you are going through, somebody has passed there. So the books they write, read it. You might say you don't like their faces, but they might have some information you need. Read their books. Get it. Number eight, develop yourself. Don't be that kind of intercessor. Since 200 years ago, we have come again. How long have you been coming again? Develop yourself as an intercessor. If you must be an hidden treasure, a treasure that God will not joke with, please develop yourself. You know, a woman called me, Pastor, I don't like what you they do. I said, what do I do? Eh? I they see all the clothes where you they wear. You not even give me one, make I even sew. You not know, sir, I be tailor. I say, sorry, I didn't know. So when I got to him, I was telling my wife, I say, make I give you my fabric. Do you know how much per yard in those fabric? I've seen your husband wear shirt. When they say, praise the Lord, the hand cannot go beyond it. I should give you my fabric. Are you what I'm saying now? When it comes to development, you must develop yourself as an intercessor. Don't be a forest intercessor. Connect with the world we are now. Develop yourself. Don't just stop. Say, no, No. There are many things. Many things. I tell you, training have gone when it comes to intercessory ministry. You must develop yourself. Must develop yourself. Training. Train yourself. Genesis chapter 18. Genesis 18, 23 to 26. Genesis 18, 23 to 26. The Bible told us about Abraham. When God came to tell Abraham, and say, Abraham, I have seen the trouble in Sodom and Gomorrah. I am going to destroy the place. And the Bible told us, Abraham, as an intercessor, skillful. Look at how he entered God. Look at the negotiation with God. Look at how he was talking with God. David was another one. A skillful intercessor. You must go through training. For you to become a hidden one, you must be skillful when it comes. When you are dealing with God, he said, come, let's reason together. You must be skillful. Not every lawyer you can hire, because an intercessor, you are a lawyer. You are standing between the man and God. You are a lawyer. So you must be skillful when it comes to prayer, the place of prayer. There are words you are to use. And when God hears them, he can't resist. Look at the blind man. Everybody was following Jesus. But yeah, when he heard that was Jesus passing, did he shout at Jesus? Did he shout at only Jesus? No. What did he say? Did what? Do you know the meaning of Son of David? He went to the root name of Jesus. He didn't call him Jesus. He says, Son of David. He went to the spring where he came out from, according to Isaiah chapter 11. Out of the stem of Jesse shall come forth. He went into the place to bring him out. And when Jesus had it, he said, this man know me to my place. You must be skillful when it comes to prayer. Very skillful. Very, very skillful. As an intercessor, you must be skillful because you are standing. You are standing in the gap. You are standing in the gap. You must be skillful. Then number nine, you must be a man of prayer. You must be a man of prayer. And when we are talking about prayer, it's not just prayer. You must speak more in tongues. Thank God for the person who led us this morning. I was feeling the fire in daddy's office. You must speak more in tongues. I don't pray much in words. Sometimes 1 hour, 30 minutes, 2 hours, speaking in tongues. I speak more in tongues. That's how I pray. I speak more in tongues. Now, when you speak in tongues, your eyes, your inner eyes is open to see. You are no longer a blind man or a deaf man. They open to see because you have communicated in the realm of the spirit and they need to report back. When you pray only words, you are limited. You ask for what you will eat today, what you will eat tomorrow. No. When you speak in tongues, you talk generations or more. So you must enter that realm. Then number 10, we are looking at what makes you a hidden intercessor. Then number 10, you must be heavenly conscious. Whatever you do here on earth and miss heaven, they become useless. Whatever you have done on earth and you miss heaven, they become useless. So heaven is the priority. You must make sure that everything you do, heaven must connect you with it. Can we be on our feet now? Lift up your hands and say, Lord, I am here. I thank you for everything you've done for us. Lord, we give you praise. Father, we worship you. You are the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the one who is, the one who was, and the one that will be forever. Now, I'm going to lead you. I know that the focus, the intercessor, they have about 3 focus they are looking at. I'm going to lead you. We'll just take one one worship, and I want you to burst into tongues. Speak in tongues. Some of you, you have pain in your body. It will go, it will go, it will go. They will just leave you at once. Some of you are having some issues around you. They will just go. Especially about two of you that is into fashion. You sew clothes. As the choir was leading, I saw police people at a sewing shop. They brought a cloth that led to problem. But as you begin to speak now, God will take care of a lot of things. There are some of you, one of the things God told me again, he said, he's going to restore. There will be restoration. There will be restoration. And some of you, the money you are using to do business is in somebody's hand and they have refused to release it. There will be a lot of things that will be happening. But I want you to release yourself. Speak in tongues like never before. I tell you, the power of God will come upon you greatly. And you will see the hand of God. Hallelujah. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Hey, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Holy Ghost, le balagada bayagada bababa, mandegede balakata, yekete balagada balababa baba, mankata kata, legede dede, aqua de bala, mendele balagada da 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 da. Holy Ghost, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh. Somebody worship him, worship him, worship him. Holy Ghost, you are Yahweh. Hey, Kalabozia, Lekete Palakata, Omega. You are Yahweh. Your mouth and begin to speak, just begin to release mandate from heaven. Connect with the supernatural. Connect into a realm this morning. Enter a realm this morning. Enter a realm this morning. Enter a realm this morning. Akatabalagada, ekwegwe de malagada, gelegelegele galaba, ashwa de malege de buloba, lekete balaba, ekwegwe de bologo, izoloko to balagada, ezuta, akwa da bayada da 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 da, akoro koto koto, legede de 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 gada 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 ga, ashande de de bala, lekete balagada da da, lekele bologo do 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 do, ekwa de balada, akwa de bali agada. Ashwanda da iga da da da. Open your mouth, open your mouth. Agede bala 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 ba. Lege de 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 de. Akoto balade. Balika ta baliga da. Lege de bala gada da 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 da. Araga da bologo do shataya da da. Azanta lika tato. Baliko to baliga da de. Aguade malaga da 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 da. Agualaba. Lege de 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 de. Okoto ba. Yegele bala gada da. Aguade bali. Yanda day, Ezu Taiba, Agua Guagua, Yalabala Balabala Balabala.
balaba. Ade de 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 de. Golo golo do do golo golo do do golo golo do 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 do. Asha tata laga da 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 da. Raga da 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 da. Raga da 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 da. Aqua qua da da ye. Balaga da de 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 de. Akoto balaga da. Ande lege de ge de ge. Laga da ga da ga. Oh ya ya ya. Pray pray pray. Open your mouth. 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 La ba la ganaba. Le brege de bozo to la ba 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 ba. Aze kete ba la ba 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 ba. Open your mouth. La ba la ba 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 ba. Le kete ba la ganaba. Ligolo bolo go do 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 do. Kata ya bala. Kada bala gada baya da 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 da. Open your mouth. Legele bolo go do bala 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 ba. La kata ya gada bala gada da 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 da. Aqua de bala 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 ba. Holy Ghost. Le kata ya bala 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 ba. Rakata tata. Yegele bala 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 bala. La gada bala 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 ba. La gada bala 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 bala. La gada bala 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 bala. Aqua de bala 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 bala. La kata ya gada bala 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 bala. La kata lebo la gala bala bala bala. Holy Ghost, le kete bala 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 bala. La kala bala 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 bala. Le kete bala 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 bala. La gada bala 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 bala. La gada bala 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 bala. Le kete bala 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 bala. La kala bala 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 bala. La kata ba. Le kete 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 kalabos. Le bala 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 bala. Le kala bala 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 bala. Le kala bala 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 bala. La kata ya ba 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 ba. La kata ba 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 ba. La kata ya ba 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 ba. Le kete ba la ba 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 ba. La kala ba la ba la ba la ba la ba. La kala ba la ba la ba la ba la ba la ba la. Le kete ba la ba la ba la ba. La kala ba la ba la ba la ba la ba la ba la. La kala ba la ba la ba la ba la ba la ba la. Le kete ba la 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 ba la. Le kete ba 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 ba. Le kete ba la ba la ba la ba la. Le kete ba la ba la ba la ba la ba la ba la. Le kete ba la ba la ba la ba la ba la. Aha. Holy Ghost, 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 Holy Ghost,
for joining us today. We hope that you were blessed by the exposition of the Word of God. Remember that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want us to stretch our hands. There's one issue the Holy Spirit wants us to address, but I want us to